This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. In addition, we've got Skype. Perhaps you would like to connect with us that way and sound really great on the air. Most of the time, Skype sounds better than a phone, so you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And, Porkfest ended several days ago. It ended on Sunday, but the remnants are still here. We've actually got some folks that are visiting Keene today who've kind of been their holdovers from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, if you're going to come up to New Hampshire, whether it's to check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum in the wintertime or maybe Keenevention later this year, perfect opportunity to take some extra time because you've already spent whatever amount of money you're going to spend to travel here. So perfect time to spend a few extra days on either side to travel around the state and see what things are like.
Whenever I would come up before I moved to New Hampshire, that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. I would make it a point to have at least a little extra time to stop in Keene or, you know, wherever it was that I was.
Manchester, Seacoast. Yep. These are all great destinations with a bunch of people. Nashua has a lot of folks there as well. So it's great. And in fact, I know that I just got a message just earlier today. Apparently, some folks are going to be in town on Friday, kind of checking the area out. So it's always nice when people come to the area because then we can get some activists to come out and everybody goes out to lunch or dinner or something like that. So good times. If you're coming to the area, you can always go to the Shire Society Forum and post about it to kind of let people know in advance of what your intentions are. And of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, which is an idea of bringing 20,000 liberty-loving people together all to the same place, the same geographic area, in order so that we can team up and become more effective at doing activist-type things. It's already working with over 1,100 people who are here now. Over 14,000 people have signed the pledge to make that move. In fact, there was big news at Porkfest this year. I don't know if we mentioned this on the air or not, but John Bush, who is a real like hardcore Austinite, has finally signed the Free State Project Statement of Intent. Now, he's saying he's going to move for part of the year, but part of the year is better than none of the year, and so I think that's great news.
Yeah, and I think this is it's an interesting point, is that the Free State Project Statement of Intent says that you must, you're stating your solemn intent. Now, what is a solemn intent?
You're serious.
Right. I seriously do intend what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. However, I may no longer intend it at some point in the future. So you're stating your solemn intent to move to New Hampshire once we've reached our goal of 20,000 to, enact the largest, the maximum amount of effort, reasonable and like maximum are in this phrase, and it doesn't make any sense. What's reasonable? What's maximum? I don't know. In order to create a society whose maximum role for government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. But that doesn't mean that you can't live in New Hampshire half the year and live someplace else the other half of the year. And this is certainly a possibility for many people. We call them snowbirds in Florida.
Yeah, sure.
So, if the winters are so awful in New Hampshire you just can't handle it, that's fine.
Come up for the other 3 months in the year. It's great.
That's just not accurate.
We moved to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, and we moved because other people are also moving to New Hampshire. And really, the Free State Project is just an agreement saying that you won't be alone. If you agree to move, we'll all agree to move as long as we hit this certain number. Now, obviously, we already moved because we know.
We jumped the gun.
Yeah, well, it's happening. The ball is rolling.
Right.
And so
it's not a theory anymore.
Right. It's happening. Liberty-loving people are moving to New Hampshire, and they are doing things.
And so, getting stuff done, the kind of things that I imagine them doing with 20,000 people in the state, they're getting done with 1,000 people who are signed up as movers.
Yeah, so it's really incredible. And quite frankly, there have been people that have moved that have not signed the Statement of Intent. We would prefer that people sign the Statement of Intent just to let others know that they're not alone, right? That's the whole idea. But some people don't want to do it, and they move anyway, and we're happy to have them, So, but it's just an amazing place to be, and even if people come for part of the year, I'm happy to see them for part of the year.
Absolutely. So I just thought that was worth sharing, you know, people staying after Porkfest, kind of checking out New Hampshire, because there's a lot to offer here, not just, you know, the activism movement, but New Hampshire, there's a reason why New Hampshire was chosen. It's got a great economy. It's the best economy in the Northeast. It's one of the best in the country, and very low unemployment, for instance, in New Hampshire compared to the surrounding states. It's got that live free or die mentality, no personal income tax, no state sales tax. So it's a great starting point for the ideas of liberty to take even greater hold than they already have here.
It seems to me it's a great place to grow old or to raise a family if you're young or just to be, you know, active. There's a lot of places you can go to be active doing things. It's a very safe environment compared to many other cities and states.
There's been two murders in Keene in 15 years or something like that.
Yeah, the crime is very low. So it's just a really great place to be.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know the visitors in this case, they're from Michigan, and they came up to just kind of check out Keene, and they figured while they were here, let's do some Robin Hooding. So they were actually out on the street today with Garrett, who we had on the show last night for the first time as a co-host, and I thought he did a good job. But, you know, they were actually out on the streets, and it's fun. Like, you know, they've got a young teenage son, and, you know, that's fun stuff, going around and saving people from getting a parking ticket. So,
well, people love it. People love when they get saved, you're putting money in the meter. You can really feel good about Robin Hooding because you're helping people out. And people love it.
And you get to deprive the state of revenue. So it's like a 1-2 win.
It's great.
On both ends. So there's news and stuff to talk about here tonight. We can do that at 855, 450 free. You know, I got some border-related stuff here this evening. And I guess this is in the news a lot, some sort of immigration reform discussion.
It's amnesty.
And nobody's...
You're rewarding people for breaking the law!
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are really upset with what the proposals are that are on the table. And honestly, I couldn't tell you what the proposals are that are on the table. Have any of you really...
No, I very rarely follow any of this stuff, especially on national level, because I feel like I have no effect on that. So
right.
I don't like to burden myself with it.
Yeah, it's not even worth learning about, because what can you do?
Well, I know that the Republicans continue to shoot themselves in the foot. There's certain sort of political eventualities that you would think that a political organization would get out in front of, but not so with the Republican Party. They're just full of activists that don't care, I guess. And this one of them is that obviously something has to be done about, I don't know, 11, 20, 30 million quote-unquote illegal
immigrants. What has to be done? Just leave them alone.
Well, they should be able to work without being held slave, hostage
they
by their employers.
They should be set free. How about that?
Fine. Something has to be done. And, you know, there's the first year that fewer white babies were born than other ethnicities. You know, it's becoming the true melting pot that we all learned about in school. And it's just... You know, the Republican Party, whether they like it or not, has been labeled up to this point have been the white people party.
I think they
need to do something about that, and they just keep on stepping all over themselves in the process.
They totally seem like the white party. I mean, I every time there's an election, I think, man, these people do not know how to market themselves to regular people. They just come off to me as being very white and very racist, you know, not just white. Like, it's fine to be white. I'm white.
Yep.
But they come off, a lot of them, as being very exclusive and racist.
And I think that that's a wing of the party, you know, and I don't know how big. Certainly, it's my guess that the KKK folks vote Republican. That's just a guess. I don't know. I haven't checked all their ballots or anything like that. But I think that's the perception out there. I don't think that there's any good reason for that particular perception. I mean, if you'll take a look, there was a time in 2011 when Barack Obama was the obviously going to be running for president because he was the president, and then Kane was the likely nominee for the Republicans. And
McCain?
No, Kane.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The black guy, Kane.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
We had
yeah.
basically a potential where it was going to be, you know, a black guy running for the Democrats and a blacker guy running for the Republicans. I don't think that Republicans are necessarily racist. I think they just mess
it up.
Seem
like it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I've got something about the other Kane, the McCain, saying something about the border wall and comparing it to the Berlin Wall. Coming up.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealsWithClubs.com. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No silver mark in the making of this advertisement.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Maybe you want to hear what happened at Porkfest last week. Well, we spent 7 whole nights broadcasting from Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go and download any of those shows that you would like. You can go back and listen to last year's Porkfest if you want, because we have archives that literally go back to late 2006. And they're all for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, on each archival page, you'll find the SoundCloud banner built right in there. Not banner, I guess, but the player. The SoundCloud player built right into the page. It makes it easy to play it back right there, or hit the download button, or share. You can share that episode or your favorite episodes with your friends on your whatever your favorite social networking / bookmarking website might be. Go to freetalklive.com and grab some archives. They're free.
Check out the School Sucks Project's podcast. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education, deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which discusses the possibilities of what might happen in a worst-case scenario following the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so 855, 453. The story is from Raw Story, and it's in regards to this whole immigration hubbub, which appears to be continuing. Senator John McCain from Arizona said Tuesday that the Senate should include an amendment for increased border security in its new bipartisan immigration reform bill.
Whenever they say bipartisan, you're in for trouble, because if they can all agree on it, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. They should should just change bipartisan to no grease.
What does that mean?
No grease. I'm not going to explain it.
No,
it's on the
grease
radio.
Like grease.
No lubricant.
Country? Oh,
for that.
Gotcha. Okay. So anyway. In a video featured by Talking Points Memo, McCain said the amendment proposed by Senator Bob Corker and some other guy would make the border between Mexico and the U.S. into the, quote, most militarized border since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yeehaw.
McCain said of the amendment, which passed on Monday, to CNN, quote, I think that, first of all, the legislation concerning beefed up border security removes any validity to the argument that border security is not sufficient. I mean, this is not only sufficient, it is well over sufficient. We'll be the most militarized border since the fall of the Berlin Wall, so that's why I think this amendment was very important.
That sounds really scary. We don't need this. Nobody needs this. And the people are going to keep crossing the border. The drugs are going to keep crossing the border. The guns are going to keep crossing the border.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the government's going to keep sending them across.
Right. So this militarized zone that they want to create, it's just a waste of money, and it's really just...
Not if you're the company that gets the contract.
Well, then it's really sweet.
Yeah, it'd be a sweet, sweet deal, because that's a long border, by the way. I mean, they've been talking about this border wall thing for a long time, but it's prohibitively expensive, from what I understand, to put that thing up. So it's going to be a real project.
Well, there's a wall currently up in some places. We've watched videos of kids scaling the wall in less than 20 seconds.
Need more landmines, Mark.
Right. I mean, it's, whatever you put up, somebody's going to get across it. Now, I have heard in one place that the second largest illegal immigrant population in the United States was Chinese. I've read other places that it's not Chinese, but they are still a large immigrant illegal immigrant population. And if you... The U.S. government, I don't care how much taxpayer money they've got, they're not going to build a wall that's as good as the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And still, the Chinese are here illegally. So that wall isn't going to do the job. It's just a make-work program for government bureaucrats. And Republicans stand against government bureaucrats and government inefficiency every time until it comes down to arming bureaucrats. Republicans love armed bureaucrats.
Yeah, so I don't know what all the exact details are on this particular plan of McCain's, but as you point out, Marcus, it certainly seems pretty ominous, as though anyone should be celebrating the idea that the U.S. is going to build a new Berlin Wall on the southern border.
I mean,
and
he's delighted about this.
Well, once he's done with that, then they can start this new ocean wall, you know, to stop the Chinese, you know. They could go out to and around Hawaii and then, you know, back in.
More mines.
Don't give him any ideas, Marcus.
So then all the ocean between us and Hawaii is ours.
So it's
ours.
It's pretty scary. But, you know, you hear people calling for this stuff. Like, they'll say the supporters of cracking down on immigrants will, you know, point out that, in all the other countries of the world, they have restrictive immigration policies.
Well, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you jump off too? I mean, isn't that what parents say to their kids in order to say, like, just because someone else is doing something wrong doesn't mean that you should also follow and do that same wrong thing.
Sure.
You should think for yourself and do what's right and not what's wrong.
And I would also further point out to those people who are ignorant, really, of other countries. I mean, you can pick out other countries' immigration policies and you'll find some very restrictive stuff.
Yeah.
You know, North Korea, not only will they not let you in, they won't let you out either. It's out there. But the fact is, the United States government puts a great deal of pressure, specifically on South American countries, but countries around the world, to shore up their immigration laws, rules, and bureaucracies. They actually give aid for this specific purpose, because they don't want people, their citizens, going to these other countries and getting these less restrictive passports and citizenships and those kind of things. So, yes, other countries have restrictive immigration policies because the United States government believes it runs the world.
They want to keep people in their cells, in their appropriate cells.
Now, according to the story at the Raw Story, the rates of undocumented immigration from Mexico to the U.S. have actually fallen steeply in recent years, reaching a net of zero over just 1 year ago. Currently, the rate of unemployment in Mexico is 4.9% for May of 2013, whereas U.S. unemployment is currently at 7.6%. So
there were a lot of them were going home to get jobs.
That's what's going on here. Yeah, they're like, well, why are we going to go over there when we can actually work here now?
Now you can see what drives immigration.
Economics.
It's economics. Really, the only if you want illegal immigration to stop, it's simple. It's simple. All you do, open up the borders, let anybody come here that wants to work for a living, and then stop every kind of aid that they might get. No free government school, no free government handouts, no free government nothing. And that's that.
Yeah, but Mark, it's never going to work like that. You're going to just have to stop the handouts, period. You're going to have to stop.
Okay, twist my arm.
Right. but you know, it's very unrealistic to suggest that you're ever going to convince the government to, you know, have a welfare program but not administer it to certain people that are going to, a large segment of people that could come in there and use that.
I think we'd have an opportunity.
There would be fraud involved in people using it anyway.
They probably would. But I think we would have an opportunity to watch charities in action at that point. People actually giving because they want to give and to see the efficiency. What the government doesn't want is to show the abject inefficiency of its welfare programs.
You can look at that anyway. I mean, there already are charities that are, you know, running all over the place as far as compared to government. They're spending money much more effectively in private charity than they do in government welfare. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but I agree. The borders need to be open. There needs to be no government welfare. In fact, there needs to be no state whatsoever. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. You can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up what you'd like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can create the content. The stuff you see on the front page of the site was put there by listeners like you and then voted upon. You may vote up, you can vote down, and then in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you think's interesting and maybe talk about some of it on the radio. Now, of course, the best way to get your stuff talked about here is to call in at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm.
There's a great liberty-oriented web comic out there. It's called Quantum Vibe. Just go to quantumvibe.com and check out the brand new webcomic posted today. It's posted 5 days a week. Scott Beezer does this as his full-time job, and he does a really great job at it. Go check it out. Once you've read a couple of them, I think you'll get hooked like I was. Go back, start at the beginning, read the whole thing. Enjoy Quantum Vibe. If you have read Quantum Vibe, get the new Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, that's available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Big Head Press. It's available if you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Through that link, you can go to Amazon. You can get it there. You can buy it for, I think it's like $12. And Free Talk Live gets a little spiff, too. It's Quantum Vibe Volume 1. And just go see the comic at quantumvibe.com. Scott Beezer will be out at Freedom Fest with me in Las Vegas there at the convention. He'll be in the exhibit hall, and you can stop by, say hello, tell him you heard about his book on Free Talk Live. It'd be great. It's quantumvibe.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number. Maybe you want to comment on the immigration debate. Although the debate, of course, that's being had at the national level, the talking heads in the media, isn't the debate that should be had. They're not debating over the issue of whether or not there should be freedom in immigration. They're just simply debating over the how many chains should we shackle these people with?
You know, I wear a button on one of my jackets, and it says, I support undocumented immigrants. And I've gotten quite a few nice responses from
really?
That button. Yeah, from young people especially. And
they see the pain. They have the experiences. They go to school with these people. They see the pain of what this whole thing does. And I'm almost a conspiracy theorist on this whole undocumented worker thing, because the government businesses benefit from undocumented workers. They're able to hold these people hostage, essentially. If I've got a big farm operation and I'm paying my undocumented workers a quarter less than the guy across the street, and they want to go across the street, I could just tell them I'll send immigration after you and cause you all kinds of problems. You can mm-hmm. stay here. And that piles up over time, and it makes for terrible working conditions. Are they better than Mexico? Probably. Marginally. And you know, what are you going to do? If unemployment's better here than it is there, then they're going to come here. They just want the work. They just want to work. And those businesses, those are the people that buy lobbyists. Those lobbyists, they're the ones who influence government officials. Government officials make the rules. So I tend to think the government's pretty clear that undocumented workers are being treated badly.
You know, Mark, you had said in the previous segment, I want to get right to the calls here, but you had said previously that something about stopping immigration, you thought that there was one way to stop illegal immigration, which would be to open the borders, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, have no welfare programs for people to take advantage of. Yeah, that would be a good thing. But ultimately, if they do continue down this road of further enforcement, they'll stop immigration or a good chunk of it simply by virtue of the fact that they'll create an undesirable place to live. I mean, if you're an immigrant, and as was pointed out in this article here at rawstory.com, the rates of undocumented immigration are down. They're saying it's a net of zero now. The joblessness rate, the unemployment rate in Mexico is lower now than the unemployment rate in the U.S. Now, probably you're not getting paid as much in Mexico, but either way, you know, people are able to find work easier in Mexico now, and so they're going to be more likely to stay there, because why would you
money to come here?
Right. Well, why would you want to move to a place where you're constantly going to be persecuted? You've got a police state now. The drones, I mean, there's an FBI director admitting here an RT story, RT.com, is saying FBI Director Mueller has admitted the domestic use of drones for surveillance. I mean, you've got this crazy police state.
That's nothing compared to what McCain just said.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, gleefully spouted off that the U.S. border is going to be the most armed place in the world next to the Berlin Wall.
Plus you've got the INS people or ICE or whatever they're called now going into businesses and raiding through their files and looking at people's immigration paperwork, and you know, it's a police state. It's a full blown police state here. And why would anyone want to move into that? I mean, the economic opportunities will have to be really, really persuasive. And as the police state becomes worse and worse, those economic opportunities will become less and less interesting to people from around the world, and nobody should be cheering that on, because that means your economy is going to be sucking and your jobs are going to be lost and your standard of living is going to drop and the cost of living is going to go up, and it's not going to be good for anybody.
A lot of people will complain about these welfare programs that the government has that these immigrants are taking advantage of, as they might say, and really these programs are what the government loves, because whenever they want to take more of our money, they say, oh, well, we got to cut that program. But people, they want to get their money. So it's not even that they can just use these welfare programs. They use them in multiple ways to really get people into a bad place and, you know,
keep them there.
Yeah, and keep them there. And really, that, I feel like, is one of the roots of the problem, is all these welfare programs altogether run by the government. I'm not opposed to, you know, charities run, you know, through private organizations, but not through the government. Because
Sorry. Let's go to the phone. Chad's on the line in Ohio. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Chad, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry, my phone kind of stacked out. Anyway, I don't know if you remember, I called the 8th, I think it was, this month, about George Bush, and I was the one who hung the banner. Well, this time I want to call...
Oh, you mean the mission accomplished
banner?
Yeah,
hung the mission accomplished
banner. Yeah, sorry, I kind of shortened phrases because due to time constraints. But anyway,
yep, go ahead.
I was wondering what you thought about the Facebook and Prism. I had recently deleted my Facebook account. I'm not really addicted to it like most people are with the games and stuff. I am generally on there for political debates and things like that. But I decided to delete my Facebook account about 3 weeks ago. My girlfriend has one, and she really, really wants me to have one because she wants someone to look at her posts. Because I usually reply to, like, all of her posts or whatever. But,
her Facebook experience was better when you were on Facebook.
Right, yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of like, well, should I? I really don't like government, well, any kind of intrusiveness, really. But, I definitely don't want to see that my posts are collected in a database, and I could be, I don't want to get in any kind of trouble, basically, for believing what I believe.
Well,
what's the question? I'm sorry.
Should he have a Facebook account?
I guess I didn't actually get to it. I was wondering if you think I should make a new Facebook account and just stay off it, or what do you think?
Well, I think you should do whatever you feel is right. I mean, I wouldn't tell you how to live. I mean, obviously, having your girlfriend happy is an important thing. There's no reason why your Facebook account has to have revealing or private or sensitive information on it. I mean, if you're just saying, oh, I, really like your dress today, or whatever it is that you're saying to her on there, or clicking the like button, I don't really see how that is a risky activity.
Well, no, it was more for my political views. It has nothing to, my girlfriend, that was just a backstory. Really, my political views, being a libertarian, and I'm involved in a bunch of, judged political debates on Facebook with, thousands.
Let me tell you, there's people having political debates on Facebook all day long. I highly doubt your particular viewpoint is going to be more or less interesting to any federal agents that might be sniffing around out there.
Likely, if they go after somebody, they're going to go after somebody to make a point, as opposed to, this is going to cost a great deal of money to incarcerate every libertarian in the country. And so when you hear Free Talk Live go off the air, because we're using Facebook for the same reasons.
Yeah.
That's when you just go to ground. Delete the account and go to ground, man.
I want to hear what Marcus has to say to this. So if you want to stand by for that, Chad, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. What should Chad do?
He's hanging on. He's a hanging Chad.
855-450-FREE. More on the way here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, Mark, you suggested earlier shop.freetalklive.com. What you do is you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll then see different businesses. The top one is Amazon. You click on the Amazon that is appropriate for you, Amazon US, UK, and Canada. Click on the right one that you want, and then just go and order whatever products you're looking for. So maybe it's the Quantum Vibe graphic novel. Maybe it's some hot new video game that is just being released. Books, you know, office products.
They do food.
Food, even, yeah, they do have a grocery section. So you can order all kinds of stuff on Amazon, and when you do it through shop.freetalklive.com, it's a portion of your sale that would normally all go to Amazon is going to Free Talk Live. So it's an easy way for you to get your shopping done and help us out at the same time. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So start your shopping there. We've got Chad in Ohio. He is on the line. And, Chad, you'd asked a question about, you know, with all this government surveillance going on, the PRISM and the NSA and all these revelations for some people. I mean, we've known that for a long time that the government's been, you know, they have a capability of looking at you should they want to. But a lot of people didn't know that. And you are concerned for your personal safety from the agents of the state as far as them possibly maybe rounding you up due to particular viewpoints that you might be expressing on Facebook. You say you have political discussions, and you're concerned about that. Is that a kind of a somewhat accurate representation of what you're saying?
Yeah, that's somewhat accurate. I mean, I'm not exactly worried about being rounded up. Not yet, anyway, hopefully. But I mean, I do post things that most people usually don't post or even have access to, such as, like, documents that were were secret and then made public, and then for briefly, whether it was on accident or not, and then made secret again, I post those types of things.
Hmm. Oh, sorry about that, Marcus. Try that again.
Sure. What I would say, Chad, is don't worry about it. And maybe that sounds, insensitive, but it's not meant to be. What I would like for you to do is to have a happy life, and you should be happy doing the things that you enjoy. And if you enjoy exposing the state for all of their horrors, then you should just enjoy yourself doing that. You're not doing anything wrong, and there are a lot of other people doing the same thing. I have a ton of friends on Facebook that post, liberty-minded stuff all the time, very anti-government, very pro-peace, liberty-minded stuff. And just don't – I think it's important to understand that you'll be okay. And
I don't know. What Chad's saying is he goes and finds these specialty items on the Internet, which are things that were declassified or leaked or whatever, that are secret, maybe not made secret, and then made secret again. And that's the kind of thing that would kind of, tick them off. I don't know what, ticking them off is going to result in.
Maybe they won't be, maybe he won't be okay. I mean, if you want to be cautious and still use Facebook and still post this information, maybe you should go through an anonymizing service like Tor, the Onion Router. If you feel like you might be at some sort of risk due to the content that you're posting, you can mitigate that risk to some extent by using Tor, which will allow you to hide your location. You could create an account that is not tied to your name, that is simply, some anonymous made-up name, and then post stuff through that.
I've used Tor a little bit. I don't know if you would be able to use Facebook with Tor. I don't know if anybody
might have blocked the IPs. That's a good point.
Yeah, I might not. I don't know for sure, but I'm just curious.
Or Facebook has a detecting mechanism that is supposed to, and for a lot of cases, could actually help people prevent their accounts from being hijacked. So, yes. For instance, if you are, let's say you're calling from Ohio. So normally, Chad, you're on Facebook from whatever city in Ohio you're in. Then if all of a sudden Facebook has seen Chad in Ohio at, 7 p.m. Eastern, and then at 7:30 Chad in Ohio logs in from Hungary, they're going to put a lockdown on your account. They're going to force that Chad from Hungary to answer questions to prove that he is indeed you. So that could be something that you encounter by using Tor. Or you could just go to the library or something like that. There are ways, if you've got really sensitive information, there are ways for you to get that out there. But if you're just getting into political discussions, then I don't think you have really too much to worry about there. But again, it's whatever you put out there, it's going to be associated with you if you're not taking steps to preserve your privacy, and if that's something that you are concerned about, then you should take the steps to preserve your privacy.
Sounds good. One more thing before you let me go. I was trying to convince my girlfriend to come move over to Keene for the Free State Project. Is there any a few short things you could possibly say? Because I started getting her to listen to the podcast with me.
Well, here's what I'd recommend. Try convincing her on New Hampshire, because New Hampshire has a lot of possible destinations. Keene is only one of them. There are a lot of great places to move with a lot of wonderful people all across New Hampshire, and I would try to pitch her on New Hampshire. There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org and get that document. Take a look through that and see, you know her best, so look through those 101 reasons and maybe select 10 or 20 or something that you think are particularly persuasive to her.
Keene has 114 or something.
150 plus reasons, but I wouldn't try to sell someone on moving.
I understand.
I think it's important to sell someone on the concept of moving to New Hampshire. Bring her up to New Hampshire, come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, come to, Keenevention or the Liberty Forum, make a point of coming up here, touring around the state, and then let her decide where to move in New Hampshire. As long as you're in New Hampshire, you're in a good place because you're around other people that care about freedom.
And also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you're planning to come for a visit, you should work on that ahead of time. If you go last minute, you won't get as many people to come out and, visit with you. So the further ahead that you can plan your trip, the better off you'll be. And also, the other thing is, if your girlfriend wants you to post, like her posts on Facebook, and you decide not to be on Facebook, you probably should just start another account just so, she can be happy that you're liking her posts.
Hey, Chad, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
I want to give a little advice to anybody who wants to convince somebody of something else. You can't convince somebody else of something else. What you're of something. You have
you
to just
persuade
kind of,
someone.
You have to present information to them. His girlfriend knows he's interested in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to make him happy, or she wouldn't be his girlfriend. But she needs to keep herself happy too. So the best thing to do is to bring her to New Hampshire, maybe during one of the events like the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum or the Keenvention or whatever, and have her take a look around. Maybe she'll like some of the places. She has to come to those conclusions herself.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to post the 101 reasons that I'd referenced on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus right now. So
why don't you put the 150 reasons for Keene, too?
That's fine. I mean, you can go to freekeene.com and check those out at your leisure. I'm not here to pitch Keene to anybody. I think that Keene has its own, attractive factors, but it's not right for everyone. So
yeah, and it's a really good idea, too, for him to do some research. Chad could do some research into the different areas and see what he thinks his girlfriend might be more attracted to, and they could at least visit those places.
Yeah, bring her out here, have her meet some folks, and I think it's meeting the people that's really the attraction. I mean, it's nice to look at a list of cool stuff about New Hampshire, and it is a cool list. Like, the 101 reasons sold me, because I was one of the early voters. Did you get to, when did you sign up, Marcus?
No, I didn't, I was not involved in the vote. I don't recall what year I found out about the Free State Project, but I didn't sign until much later after I found out.
So when I found out, it took me about a year, but I then ultimately came to the conclusion that, yeah, I'm okay with being cold because I want to be with other activists, and I did sign up for the Free State Project, and when there was the vote taken between the 10 different options, the 10 different states, New Hampshire won overwhelmingly mainly because of this list of 101 reasons. It's that persuasive. It's really that different here and that good.
And now the 101 reasons is impressive, but really now it's the people that are already here.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Brian. He's in Wyoming, which was the second place, a distant second, in the Free State Project vote. Go ahead, Brian. Brian in Wyoming.
That's me, right?
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. So I wanted to just address the last caller's worry about Facebook. Right. Of course, when you're on Facebook, you're going to be put all of your information is out there. So why not, instead of what Facebook does is Facebook capitalizes off of your information. So why not, like, go to WordPress.org or something like that and make a WordPress blog and put out your information that way?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, what about marketing that blog through Facebook? I mean, it's a great way to reach people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But he's got nothing to be afraid of unless what you need to do is follow the non-aggression principle, right? We're not going to hurt anybody. And I would say that guy needs to go to Freedom Fiends.
No, I think you make a good point, Brian. So, for instance, the guy that we were just on the phone with, for those just tuning in, he had said that he posts this information, this special classified info. It was unclassified, and then it was reclassified. Well, you could put what you're saying is get a WordPress site, post that information there, maybe go through Tor and post that information up on the WordPress site. That way no one knows whose site it is. No one knows who uploaded the information to the site. Then you could go onto Facebook and say, hey, I found this information over on this great WordPress site. Here, check this out. Here are these classified documents. And then you wouldn't be actually posting those to Facebook. You would just simply be linking to them. More coming up. Thanks, Brian. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters.
Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.